Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in count is called Yellow Cosmic Seed, and it is the 13th day of the Yellow Human Wave Spell. It's the solar moon, day 22. It's the final week of the solar moon. So we have come to the end of the Yellow Human Wave Spell. And it is advertised here as the center point, the center wave spell of five significant wave spells that we encounter, of course, every time we move through the 260-day Zolk'in that I think demand growth. And growth usually comes because of discomfort, or at least through the process of being uncomfortable. And so I prepare myself emotionally. I have these predictions. I would call it a predilection. You know, I have judgment about these five wave spells, that they do demand discomfort of me. And I speak about that here. And I'll remind you that it starts with white world bridger, and then blue storm, and then yellow human, red serpent, and white mirror. After White Mirror, we are at the 130th day of the Zolk'in. So after White Mirror, we're exactly at the center of the 260 days, and we turn to the second half. And I don't think it's easy street, but there is a lightness that I equate to an exhalation, that the first 130 days is like taking in information, taking in spirit through breath, and to accommodate spirit, both the information and the, you know, qualities of divinity that spirit brings, we have to have an exodus of holding and tension and old ideas that aren't divinely oriented, that we're in a purification in order to accommodate new experience, new information, and the dissemination of something that comes from a holy place, and that we find ourselves, you know, trying to make room for fates that are unfolding by being confronted with what we don't need anymore, what's getting in our way, and that the wave spells I've just named also are qualities within the Zolk'in tribes. The five different tribes represented by these five wave spells are mostly places that consecutively, as we move through them, challenge what it is like to be a human being alive in present time on Earth, attached to egoic needs and drives. So using White World Bridger as an example, the first one, that is a description of death, the process of dying, of endings. And the human ego might want the cessation of pain, but has a lot of attachment to things staying the same, or holding on and not allowing things to end. And certainly there's a lot of agreed upon societal, cultural fear, human fear about dying, period, avoidance of it. So we jump into that wave spell and we start to really be at sea
with confrontation that works against our survival instincts. And, you know, again, that word comfort, it's not comfortable to contemplate or face aspects of death. The blue storm is not comfortable to face and endure large, chaotic upsurgence that comes from forces way larger than the human form. The storm is just an example of nature at its most climactic power surge, and how sort of helpless and hopeless we feel next to something so vast. And then the yellow human wave spell, of course, is like a homecoming to being human. And maybe it's a touchstone, or it balances us in the midst of these other wave spells that represent departures from our human existence. But on the other hand, many of us are not super happy. You know, in the incarnation of human, we find a lot of challenges, the challenge of human ego superseding a lot of heartful white dog behavior and playful blue monkey behavior. And, you know, the going with the flow of water in the red moon tribe, you know, just suddenly we're limited to the human species, and there are severe identifiable limitations to us, humanity. So I'm going to reflect more on the wave spell that just was, but just again, we have this yellow human moment, and then we're going to tomorrow start the red serpent wave spell, and then it'll be followed by white mirror. And I super advocate that you prepare yourself, I don't know what the word is, spiritually, you know, that you prepare yourself to be present. It's not preparation for an outcome that you can control or predict. And the prediction that I offer that's sort of negative is also not grounded in truth. It's just more of a suggestion that the Red Serpent and White Mirror wave spells continue to wreak havoc on human egoic control. And so the preparation is just in the musculature of surrender and bearing witness to what you're feeling in the moment, and creating some spaciousness in your life. If you're really an advocate of this path, then hopefully, you know, you have some room, some breath in your life to pause, you know, in the to-do list, so that you can accommodate things that challenge you, i.e. make you grow as we move through the next couple of wave spells. Now, in the yellow human wave spell, there were some really obvious characteristics of it that came into play. In my own life, it was really hard to get to the microphone here and talk about the calendar. I didn't feel spiritual. I didn't feel that much credence in this spiritual path. It's not like I gave up, you know, abdicated natural time, but I, you know, had way more skepticism about it than ever, than is usual for me. And I felt like, oh, well, this is an example of what happens in the human being compared to some more wild elements that are represented by other tribes, that I do have a cynicism about God or spirituality or synchronicity or magic when I step into the yellow human tribe's ascendancy. And you know, another example of that is just having a lot of forceful ideas that have no holiness to them. Not really just pure crude judgments, which is part of the human ego, but I wasn't feeling that as much as just like, you know, really wanting to talk about science and logic for a change, and not, you know, mysticism and this web of creation that connects everything, and that synchronicity is such an example that proves that everything is connected kinetically and magically. Like, I just abandoned that completely for the last 13 days, or at least some part of this wave spell. And so again, I didn't have any attraction to talking about the cycles here. I felt even that I could play the devil's advocate with my own, you know, 20 plus year spiritual pursuit and be like, yeah, Mayan astrology is super cool and interesting. It's like a hobby, but you can't like attach real meaning or real consequence to these cycles. They're just a pattern that you adopt so that you have something interesting to think about, or that your life is organized around certain totems and principles, and that's a good exercise. You know, just like observing that the full moon makes you wakeful or moody is real. But, you know, you don't have to be Wiccan to follow the full moon. It's just science. So I've been really saying things aloud, like, it's just science. I don't want to be spiritual when it's just science. You know, there'll be things in my life where people are like, well, you just need to visualize it if you want it to happen. You need to, you know, have that conversation with the spirit to say, you know, what you wish you could develop in your life. Just positive intention. And while we're in the solar tone and it's about intention, and I'll talk about in a minute, I just was like, in so much resistance to that, like, bullshit, which, you know, on the other hand, I completely espouse, but just like, oh, don't give me that bullshit that in order to create my own reality, I have to spend a lot of time in prayer and reflection and laws of attraction. Like, fuck that. It's just, you know, there is a rational logic to how things evolve, and I'm sticking with that. That was truly the footprint I stood in the yellow human time. And I was kind of shocked by it and kind of thrilled, because, you know, I get really into the minutiae of mystical, you know, ominous portent. I love the magic and synchronicity of life, but not lately. Lately, I'm just like, please, please don't put this pressure on me that we have to think that everything's spiritual. Sometimes it's just science. So that tripped me out, and I actually didn't want to talk about it here, partly because I was just observing it. I was on my own, like, hallucination of being uber human and uber rational, and just curious to see, like, is it just the wave spell, or have I gone down this other track, or I moved to the Bay Area in Northern California where people aren't really mystical enough for me to maintain my own. And it's all sort of slipping away, and I'm just going to be like the logic queen now. And I don't know the answer, but I suspect it was the yellow human wave spell. So the other aspect of yellow human is just sort of free will, and the way that that can balloon or mushroom into having really strong opinions, so that you have the observation such as, I don't feel as magical and mystical. And then right behind it is this free will, like, and I don't have to, because that's, you know, I'm going to do what I want. And what I want is to completely abandon spirituality and just be, you know, purely in my rational mind, and there's not going to be anyone in my way. Like, that was part of the tone as well as some of my yellow human time. So you can see if that parallels anything you've been going through. It's very factual that the yellow human is antipodal. That is the word we use here to describe the opposite quality. The tribe that is opposite yellow human is white. Is white wind, is spirit. And the communication of spirit that comes from the spirit world to us, through us, you know, how we contact spirit, how we feel spirit running into our awakened consciousness. So when something is opposite, it balances us, but it's also, you know, it's a bit of a fight, it's a bit of a conflict. So that was another way for me to recognize, like, I'm resisting spirit, because it's way, you know, across the universe from me right now. And yet we all know that humans, our own humanity, is completely balanced. This free will, this idea that, like, I've got this, I don't need, like, a Godhead, I'm master of my own destiny, that is balanced and improved by embrace of spirit, understanding of spirit, awakening to spirit, invocation of spirit. And so, as with every antipode relationship pairing, every opposite of each of the tribes, they're all paired in an opposite based on our fingers and toes, the opposite finger or toe and the tribe that's represented by each. They are antipode pairings, and they are antipode partners, and they teach us how, you know, both are necessary to come through and find something that is balanced, that is a place of mental wellness instead of mental illness. And so a human, regardless of us being in the wave spell, humans are balanced by invocation of spirit, being in relationship to spirit, being in abeyance to spirit. And I suppose that spirit is balanced by humans. But the way we would look at that isn't that, you know, we sit in the place of God and remark on how humans help us, but rather we think of white wind people and their white in the white wind wave spells, or the white wind days, and what they're about, just, you know, the sort of spacious emptiness of the spirit world, you know, that they take on much more significance when they're animated by a human being. The spirit world, or the presence of spirit, at least in the schema of the Mayan teachings, which is about life on Earth, not life astrally, life out in the stars. It's seated in Earth, connected to the stars, but it's about being seated on Earth. And we are seated on Earth in our human form, and so it's absolutely necessary. So you also get to reflect on the last 13 days and how you were as a human. And here in my bubble, still like the semi-quarantine bubble where I am, I was pretty remarkable. I was pretty superhuman because I accomplished so much in my endless house renovation project. And I became like high on the capacity to be so effective at my work, because to be really effective at do-it-yourself renovation is, and I mean, it's a sweet spot compared to when you feel like you're not doing it well or you're not doing enough. And the yellow human time was excellent for accomplishment on the sort of more mundane level that I'm engaged in right now. So I'll miss it. I'll miss it when it's gone. I worked my ass off until the end of this yellow cosmic seed day. And then I went, yeah, I can't rely on that in the red serpent time, the red serpent wave spell starting tomorrow. I just, you know, I worked as hard as I could when the forces were supportive of it. And yellow human is, you know, a worker bee. And if you want the details, yellow human is supported or similar to blue hand. And so when you want to accomplish things with your hands, the yellow human time really supports that. And red serpent time is really different. It's very primal. It's very instinctual. There's not a lot of mental interest or agility. I don't know that it's a problem-solving time, a reasoning time. It's much more about being really aware of your surroundings and your safety, and anxiety can arise, and primal appetites take precedence over thought-out plans. And there's a whole process in the Red Serpent Way spell that's infamous, which is moving through 10 portal days that will start on Tuesday. and the 10 portal days. I mean, we don't have to predict it, but the metaphor I use is it's like shedding a skin, and that a snake will shed its skin pretty much by undulating out of it. So something old and restrictive, something that used to be just part of your litheness, part of your suppleness, you know, absolutely included and new to you, is now, you know, crinkly and itchy and disallows you from feeling supple and sort of naked and close to the source. So it has to go. But when we slither out of this, we wriggle our way out of this older skin, we also have to encounter what we're leaving behind in its shedding one more time. So, boy, I catch myself like, oh, it doesn't have to be that at all. It doesn't have, please ignore that. That's just a thought form I have based on many, many, many other times through this Zolk'in passage. But I just offer it as a touchstone. It's a beginning point of the exploration because it's not here yet. When we're in it, we'll have other thoughts like the yellow human wave spell. When I got in it, it was not predicted by me that I would just abdicate spirituality as a preference or a reliance and move into just like, I'm going to just, you know, do what I can and be practical about it. That was the evolution for me that was unexpected. But in the Red Serpent Way spell here at the outset, we just can take some basic ideas, things that I've experienced in the past. And again, just road signs, some cautionary ones, so that you have space in your life to get through the Red Serpent Wave spell. Just imagine this without arrogance, that all the people that don't care or know about the calendar will go through the Red Serpent Wave spell and experience distress and lust and anxiety. They'll be having Red Serpent experiences without the cautionary invitation to have space for those to surface. And again, that key word, be uncomfortable, so you can manage your discomfort. And I'm just throwing that. This, the whole purpose of the podcast actually is just to remind you to be kind to yourself when life takes over and issues these demands on our psyches for growth through challenge, through growing pain. And I, you know, I don't know that I would say that when we get to Yellow Seed, the wave spell. I don't think I would be like, hey, this gets really heavy really fast. That's not how I feel about the Yellow Seed wave spell. That's not how I feel about many of the wave spells. Sometimes I find life challenging across the board, and that will slip in here. But the Yellow Seed wave spell, I mean, what's at the outset hard about that one? Down the road, that's a ways away. It also has 10 portal days. Really different. To me, what's hard, quote-unquote, about the Yellow Seed wave spell is just accepting that the things you might experience in that time are seeds of future bloom. They feel immediate and palpable, and that they're happening right now, and they're always going to be. But I find the Yellow Seed wave spell to be about experience right now something that you can't have until it's really grown into fruition. Here's a taste. You're planting a seed. You can see from the seed what kind of tree is coming, but you're going to have to wait a while for the fruition of what's passing through your life right now. It's like a preview. And that can be hard because you don't want to have to wait. You don't want the preview to end. You want the preview to become the whole story, but it's a preview, and then there's a waiting period. So that's an example of how every wave spell has a shadow form, meaning a darkness that's a little harder to grapple with than the light form of the wave spell. And so again, to review, the light form of the ill human wave spell might have been just being kind of a dynamic human, getting it done. And a shadow form of the wave spell might have been that you couldn't find your spiritual practice or, you know, be informed by spiritual guidance as readily, as easily. But it should be easier now. The cool thing about wave spells is when they end, they're just done. They don't linger. We switch channels. There is a gradation between them, so it's not just like a weird shock without any reason to it. That's particularly what happens on a cosmic day, such as I'm speaking from, where you're like standing right on the threshold where you can feel the wave spell that was and you can feel the wave spell that will be, and they're threaded together right here. Now, just with a couple minutes left, I want to remind you that the solar moon is completing on Saturday, so we just have this week, and then we'll be moving into the planetary moon, and that the solar moon is the time of intention. I don't even know if it's about intention setting, it's just about being intentional, having drive, aspiration, wants, identifiable desires and wishes, like, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I want. And that sounds pretty egotistical, and I find that uncomfortable at times, but it is legitimate. We are forming ideas of what we want, and we're making that request aloud as it comes into consciousness. We can't help but say what we feel because we have worked through many other phases that led up to this moment, through our natural time year, this blue lunar storm year that started on July 26th. By now you have your sea legs for walking around saying what you want, feeling what you want, sort of knowing what you want. I think the best thing is to not say that you know what you want, but you can feel what you want, because it's emanating, it's making itself known, articulated in your ideas. Like, oh, I want a boyfriend. I want, you know, this kind of work life, etc. I won't give you mundane examples, and I can't know the intricacies of what's arising for you, but you can pay attention. Like, what you're interested in right now, what you're aspiring to, is reliable information. And it's in a continuum that's developed from, again, the hard work that you have done to grow over the last 8 moons, a lot of time, until we get to this moment of upsurging energy and greeting the sun. The word solar means we're greeting the sun as if we're having an audience with the sun god, that we've arrived that high an altitude where we can actually communicate with the god of the sky, of the day, of life, and be in conversation about what our current direction and life purpose is. I want to do this. This is what I want. We can feel it. And it's just always a game. It's a fantastic, interesting game. And again, an act of ego surrender to be then just curious in the planetary moon that follows, to see, well, what if I asked for that and I knew what I wanted, like, what am I going to get? You know, rather than, I asked for that, so I'm expecting to get it. That is not in an audience with the sun god. That's an audience with your own ego. But instead, in the planetary moon, you'll have a long time to play with the receptivity that is the response of the sun god giving you back in your planetary existence an answer or a gift or a series of gifts that relate to all of this aspiration that you have right now, all this intention. You just get to see. I told you before, it's like being a kid and having your fantastical, you know, department store oriented TV commercial toys that you always wanted, the Barbie camper and, you know, the Transformer. And then your parents, in the guise of being Santa, you know, give you everything from a sweater and socks to, you know, a puzzle that they thought you would find interesting. That's your Christmas present. And somehow you have to wrap your mind around what happened to all my ideas about what I should get. We learned that lesson in childhood. We can learn it again now. Ah, thanks for waiting, everyone. I needed a break. I am Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And at my end, we say, in Lakesh.